Hello, welcome back to the Eight Pillars podcast. I'm Kate, and today's topic kind of just came about because of something I recently experienced, just a small moment that I shared on social media. So I'm going to talk about that, but also just a lot of things that I've been seeing on social media about different topics that all relate back to this one topic that I'm going to talk about today. So I feel like it's just meant to be that we talk about this today. So I want to talk about seeking out contrast in our lives so that we're able to appreciate the low moments. So this could be just bad days here and there, bad weeks, bad months, even a bad year. I think that if we can reframe our mindset so that we're able to not look at these bad moments as meaning that life is bad or this situation that we're in is bad, but that these low moments and situations are the reason why our good moments are so good. So I have talked about it before, but I have to go into the office 2 days a week, every single week. And when I first started my job for the first couple months, I didn't have to go in every single day. I didn't have to go in at all. So looking back on how I was in the summer when I first started, when I didn't have to go in every single day, I did not appreciate being at home every day at all, or nearly as much as I do now, because I was doing it every day. I was used to it. So of course, I'm not going to appreciate something when I'm getting used to it. So once the in-office days did start and I did have to start going in twice a week, of course, I was like, ugh, not really feeling like it, got used to working at home, didn't really want to do that, but of course, got to do it anyways. And now I appreciate the days that I work at home so much more than when, of course, I was getting to do it every single day. That's kind of just how things are. And recently, I woke up one morning that I didn't have to go into the office, and it was raining outside, and I had slept really good. I got to sleep in a little bit because I didn't have to go into the office, and I was just very content when I woke up. So I wrote a little Instagram post about it, and I talked about how the reason I appreciate this little moment so much right now is because it's not like this every day, and there are some days where I do have to wake up earlier and get ready and get out of the house, and I don't get to sleep in that little extra amount. And it doesn't rain all the time, because if it did, I wouldn't appreciate like the coziness of waking up a little later when it's raining outside and getting to stay at home. So the point is, if I didn't have this contrast in my life where I didn't always have my best or most favorite days, then I wouldn't be able to appreciate the better days or the change in weather as much. I've been seeing a lot of different videos about this topic, but in different ways to think about it. So I wanted to talk about it, and I saw a video recently of a girl, and she's talking about how we all strive to have a certain lifestyle, like maybe where we have all of our time back and we don't have to go into work each day, and we want to just live the life of maybe like influencers, where they wake up, get their nails done, whatever appointments they have, they go get coffee, they go to the grocery store, and they go to the gym at whatever time of day they want, and that's just your day every single day. But she talks about how if we finally did achieve that, we would still get to a point where we might not appreciate that lifestyle because we got to have it every single day. So I think that the truth is that a lot of times we're unhappy with where we are right now because we experience it all the time, so we get tired of it, and we think that if we had something different, then we would be happier. But if we had that different thing all the time, we would eventually be right back to the point that we're at right now, not appreciating what we have. So I think the key is to create as much contrast in our lives as we possibly can. Switch up your routine. And I know it sounds corny, but we appreciate the really good days a lot more when every single day doesn't look like that. So I know that this isn't just to say like, oh, if you work a corporate job, just stop working 5 days a week and see if you can only work 3 days, because it's just not realistic. But I want to encourage changing up your routine in small ways that are in your control and within your means. And not only that, but on the days where you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling stressed and you just don't want to do the things that you have to do in your day that you always have to do, remind yourself that you don't feel like this every single day. And the days where you do feel fulfilled by what you're doing and you do have a good day at work, those are all able to feel as good as they do because you have these moments moments where they don't feel that great. And another disclaimer, I guess, I'm not saying like if you hate your job every single day, you're constantly miserable, or you're in a relationship where every single day sucks and you guys fight every single day, or you're living in a place where there's nothing that you like about it at all, to just like appreciate all the bad and just push through it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for normal situations where you probably don't enjoy working the corporate life every day, or having to go to the gym every single day, or whatever your obligations are, picking up your siblings from school, or going to babysit, or going to class, you might not fully love all of those little tasks, but you would feel the exact same way if you finally got to have the routine that you think would be so perfect to you, if you got to have it every day. So try to appreciate the moments that don't feel that great, because they're the reason why the good moments can feel great. And then moving on to another video that I saw that I also feel like relates to this topic. So I saw a TikTok about a guy. It was really sad TikTok, actually. And he just went through a really bad breakup with a girl that he loved. Like, he loved her. And she made him so happy, according to him. And she ended up cheating on him. And his friend was telling the story on TikTok. And he was talking about how he went to the guy who got cheated on after. And he was obviously expecting him to be in a super low mood, like not feeling good because he just got his heart broken. And when he met up with a friend, he saw that he seemed like in a decent mood despite the awful thing that just happened. And he like asked how he is, obviously. And the friend that got cheated on was like basically saying he's fine, because if she could make him that happy and still do that to him, then imagine how happy the next girl will make him. That makes him just as happy as the last girl, if not more, but also doesn't do that terrible thing to him. And I just thought that that was like, that is like peak positivity right there, being able to see the bright side in like a terrible, terrible situation. But the way that he's able to turn around and be like, despite how bad something might hurt in the moment or how disappointing it might be, that low moment is something you're experiencing so that the good moments feel amazing. So I think that the relationship example is so great. Like, say you had the perfect relationship. This person was everything to you, and then they do something to completely betray you and ruin the entire relationship. But when you look back on the relationship, you're like, wow, it still made me so happy, but ultimately didn't end up how I wanted it to, and they ended up hurting me terribly in this situation. Imagine the next person that you're going to meet, or whenever the person comes that you're supposed to meet that's going to make you happier than the last person did. And then also not do something like that to you. You first thought that you couldn't ever be happier than that last person that did something terrible to you, made you. But by that relationship being over and you going through that, that can only mean that there's somebody out there that is going to be able to do everything the last person did and more and not hurt you. I just thought that was the most positive way to think about a terrible situation like this, because there's two ways that you can look at situations like that. You could be the person who's obviously devastated, rightfully so, and you just go on to think, there's no way I'm going to ever trust anybody again, and there's no way I'm ever going to be happy again because that person made me so happy. And then there's the mindset of, if that made me that happy and they couldn't even be loyal to me, imagine how happy the person who will be loyal to me is going to make me, because rejection is redirection. And I like to think that if something doesn't work out, it's because you're being redirected to the thing that is more aligned to you and more meant for you. So, tying it back into the overall topic, if we can look at even extremely devastating moments like that guy experienced and somehow turn it into the acknowledgement that having that terrible experience and living in this terrible feeling or emotion that we have right now, it only means that there are so much better things that we are going to feel and experience after this and after getting through this. That this low moment is just a catalyst for all of the future great moments that we're going to have. And then another TikTok example, I swear, I've been seeing so many videos that like somehow tie back to this topic. I think we've all probably seen this one because people have been talking about it. It's that video of an old man saying to some girl, if chocolate cake is your favorite dessert, you wouldn't want it every day. And he said this in the context of her going to see a guy every day, basically saying he's not gonna, this is how I took it. I don't know how everyone else took it, but basically he's saying that the guy is not going to value her as much if she's so willing to give him her attention every day. That's how I took it. I don't know about anybody else, but I think that this can also relate to anything in our life that we really love. If we love ice cream and we had it every single day, then it wouldn't be our favorite anymore because we got used to it, and we won't appreciate it as much because we haven't had to learn what it feels like to not have it. And that feeling of not getting to always have it is a big factor in what makes us like it so much. So that's how I took that video. I don't know about anybody else, but I think that if we think about that in so many different areas of our life, we wouldn't enjoy the weekend as much if we got to have it every single day. We wouldn't enjoy our day off from the gym if we did that every single day. It just wouldn't feel as good. Our whole feeling of liking or loving that thing or that moment or that person wouldn't feel as good if we never experienced the feeling of the absence of that thing. So now I want to talk about just like a few other examples of low moments that we could somehow find the positive in. And I've kind of mentioned some of these already throughout the episode, but we're just going to go through them again just so that I can try to reach as many people's different situations as possible. So first, you might not love your job, but if you didn't have to do your job every day, you'd probably feel like you're missing something and then wouldn't appreciate the days off as much anymore. And I've been seeing a lot of this with influencers where they quit their 9-to-5 to be a full-time influencer and they don't feel like they're learning anything. They don't feel like they're being challenged. And a lot of them are like going to get corporate jobs, even though they don't need them, just because they desire having more of a purpose or learning more each day. So I feel like that's a great way to appreciate your situation a little bit more and not see the negative in it. Because like I've been saying this whole time, if you got to have the thing that you think you wanted all the time, you just wouldn't want it that much anymore. Okay, next example. If you hate waking up early for class, say you have, like I used to have a few 8 a.m.s throughout the week, remind yourself that if you didn't have to wake up early those few days for class, then the days when you have a late class or on the weekends would just not feel as good or as special if you got to have that every single day. And I'm sure a lot of people are listening to me and they're like, no, I wish I could sleep in every single day. But yes, you might want to. And of course, everybody would love to just have the option. I think that the reason that we want something else all the time is because we're obligated to do the thing that we have to do. So we would love to have the option of not having to do that thing that we have to do. But at the end of the day, we still have to do it. So we might as well try to think about it in the most positive way possible. And I think this is the best way to go about it. So if you didn't have a few of those early classes, then the days where you got to sleep in just wouldn't feel as good as they do. And then another one, if it was sunny every day, then you just wouldn't appreciate it as much compared to if there were some rainy days thrown in there. And your vacation wouldn't be as relaxing if you were on vacation all the time. You just wouldn't appreciate it as much. And if you, this is kind of like a little one to throw you off, if you always passed all of your exams without barely putting in any effort or work or studying in, then the win of passing or getting a good grade might not feel as good as if you worked really hard to pass and you studied a lot and it didn't come as easy to you. I feel like a win or a success is just so much more fulfilling and satisfying when you know how hard you work to get it. And if it just came easy to you all the time, that just wouldn't even be an area of your life that you're appreciative of or satisfied in. So just try to remind yourself of these things when you're getting negative about all your obligations, that you have to put in extra work compared to somebody else. You can appreciate putting in extra work in any area of your life, whether it be work, whether it be school, whether it be working out, because your wins feel way sweeter than the people that don't have to put in all that work. I think that we think in a perfect world, if we had everything handed to us, or if we were naturally smarter or stronger or better looking, if we had more money, then our life would just be fulfilling all the time. And it's not true. If we had any of those things that we desired all the time, we would just get used to them and then we just wouldn't appreciate them. And when that happens, we begin longing for something else to fulfill us. Because like I said, as humans, we're the only animal that is never satisfied. There will always be something else once we check off an area of our life where we feel like we have what we wanted all the time. So try to get it out of your head that your life would be perfect or you'd feel happy all the time if you had a certain thing all the time. Like, in a perfect world, would I have loved for somebody to just come up to me, hand me $1,000 to pay my loans or pay my vacation? Yes, I would absolutely love that. But there's a small bit of satisfaction, not even a small bit, I feel like a big bit of satisfaction, and the fact that I worked for what I got myself and that I've put in months of work to pay my loans or get that vacation. Of course, everybody wants things to be handed to them, but I think we just underestimate how satisfying a little bit of effort and work is. So now let's just go through some of my closing reminders on this topic. So when you have a low moment where you're not enjoying something that you have to do in a regular day or you're going through a really hard time, remind yourself that you're experiencing this low because you need it in order to appreciate the high that's going to come to you. And then my next reminder is you might not enjoy saving money, working out, doing your job, putting effort into a healthy relationship every day, but reaping the benefits of your work and effort are that much more sweet when you know you put in work and you didn't just have everything handed to you. And a little note that I made while I was typing up the outline for this episode, I was making the outline when I, so this is funny now looking back on it, I was sitting in the airport about to take a red eye flight back home from visiting one of my friends in Colorado, and it was a Sunday night. I posted about it on my Instagram, but I had to work immediately as soon as I landed because of the time change. I had a really late flight, ended up getting 2 hours delayed, so made it even later, and I was going to be landing in Boston at 7:30 a.m., and I have to work at 8, but obviously, hour drive back, so I had to tell my boss that I was going to be on a little bit later, but I am somebody who absolutely needs their sleep, and it will ruin so much for me and mess up everything. Like, can't even be a normal person if I don't get enough sleep. So I was pulling an all-nighter because I had to be at the airport at like 10:30 at night. My flight didn't end up taking off till like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. So I was just delusional because I can't sleep on planes at all. Obviously can't sleep in the airport. I even tried to lay down. Like, I was a hot mess, but there was just no shot of me getting sleep. And I knew that. And I was so exhausted and tired, especially because I had to adjust to a time change and I picked the worst weekend possible to go because it was the weekend of spring ahead. So just more added on to me already being tired. So I cannot even tell you how much I just wanted to be in my cozy bed when I was writing this outline. I was exhausted. And I wrote this little note that this moment sucked. Yeah, like, it sucked pulling an all-nighter and then immediately having to work and like use my brain all day at work. But going to bed that next night when I'm back home and I'm in my cozy bed, all nice and clean sheets, is going to feel so amazing because I just had to go through this whole thing where I had to pull an all-nighter. So that's just another little example that I wanted to add in there at the end. So a small flip in perspective can just make us view a low moment in our lives as meaningful, I feel like. And if you're experiencing something really, really low, not something that's just as simple as an all-nighter in the airport, kind of use this little reminder as a way to see a light at the end of the tunnel to keep going. And just because you have a low moment doesn't mean that everything is bad. It actually means the opposite, because without experiencing this little low moment, the good moments would not feel as good as they do. So that is all that I have for this episode. A little bit of an inspirational one, I feel like, but it has been something that has been getting me through it lately, because I can get myself caught up in a very negative headspace. I just did an episode on being in a slump. So this has been the energy that I've been in lately, and I'm trying to reset that. So I just wanted to share a little thing that's been helping me to remind myself. So I hope it helps everybody else as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review if you can. It would be great. And follow the podcast Instagram, The 8 Pillars. And I will see you next week.